It's noon here in Ventnor City, New Jersey, and our nation's capital, Washington, D.C. And this is news that you can use from CarEdge for Tuesday, March 19th, with your hosts, me, Ray, and the good-looking kid, Zach. How are you today, handsome?
Doing great, Pops. Thank you for always telling me I'm good-looking. It helps boost my ego. Before we start the show, we're going to be talking about something that I have never seen happen in the auto industry. Maybe my dad has, but before we do, friendly reminder, today's show is brought to you by us, damn it, CarEdge.com. We got our end of month special running. We can help you out. Let us do it. Now, into the big news, Dad.
Yes.
Nissan offers some U.S. dealers cash to take inventory in 11-hour wholesale push. Nissan is offering $500 to $2,000 for every vehicle retailers accept, but dealers are already struggling with a triple-digit days supply. Am I reading this correctly, Dad? Is the automaker paying the dealership money to take inventory? Help me make sense of this.
Well, that's exactly what they're doing. But there's a huge dilemma to what it is that they're doing. They're not offering it to every dealer. Okay. And part of the franchise agreement is that one dealer can't buy the product for less than the other dealers can. So if you are hand-selecting dealers that you're asking to take extra inventory and incentivizing them to do it by paying them anywhere between $500 to $2,000 per vehicle, per extra vehicle that they take, and they don't make that same offer to the other Nissan dealer on the other side of town, that would be a huge issue. Now, one of the issues for Nissan dealers is they say, well, Nissan hasn't spent enough money on incentives to help move the product. Well, if they're trying to get their dealers to do this way, I hope they've set aside enough money for the lawsuits that they're about to encounter. No, seriously, think about this for a second. The dealers that aren't offered the extra money will sue, and they're going to have to defend that. Now, wouldn't they be better off taking that money and just offering consumer incentives?
Let's just break the conversation into two pieces. One aspect of this is the legality of it. I want to dig into that. The other aspect is, Dad, the desperation at Nissan and other automakers as they realize their cars are not selling and they cannot get their dealers to put their hands on it. Let's touch on that piece for a little bit, and then let's go to the legality of it. The desperation, Dad. We know from our community members, we have seen allocation reports for Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram, and dealers nationwide. There are tens of thousands of Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram vehicles that dealers have denied their allocation for. So the automaker has sent it to the dealer or said, hey, please take this. And the dealer said, nope, we don't want any more cars on our lot. Look at what's happening with Nissan. They've had that happen so many times that they're now going to their dealers and saying, look, we will pay you money. Again, we'll talk about the legality of that in a moment. We will pay you money to take these cars off our books and put them on yours. And the reason they're doing it now is to try and make their corporate sales numbers for the year look better than they actually are. That's absurd, man. I have not ever heard. I mean, I've been doing this for 4 years. You've been doing it for 43, 44. So you got 11 times the experience of me. But like, I've never heard of this, Dad. Never heard of it.
You know, at the end of months, I used to get calls from my Mini rep. Do me a favor, take 10 cars, put them in the service loaner fleet. We'll pay you an extra $500 or an extra $750 in special money to compensate you for taking these cars and putting them in the service loaner fleet. That's different than saying to the dealer, hey, we'll pay you an extra, I don't know, $1,500 if you take 14 more Rogues or whatever it is. I guess what they're really saying is they've exhausted their fleet opportunities for getting rid of these vehicles. And dealers are wising up that Nissan just wants them off of their balance sheet, and they want them to be in the dealer's balance sheet. And the dealers know that whatever amount of money Nissan is offering, it's not enough to cover the additional floor plan expense of having to pay for these vehicles down the line when they don't sell.
Yeah, we've got some hard numbers from that in the article that we're going to turn to in a second here. I am surprised. I will simply call it out. I am surprised we have not had a single Nissan dealer reach out to us about becoming a member of our CarEdge dealer network and giving priority to CarEdge community members. So if you are a Nissan dealer out there and you end up watching this video, please reach out. Just go to CarEdge.com and under About, click on For Dealers, and we can have a conversation. Obviously, you have to abide by very strict rules to be in the CarEdge network. With its fiscal year coming to a close next week, Nissan is paying its dealers cash to take vehicles from a backlog of unsold factory inventory. I'm going to get to the hard numbers here in a second. Nissan retailers began receiving emails and calls last week from factory reps offering $500 to $2,000 for every vehicle the dealership takes. Several of the eight retailers Automotive News interviewed across the U.S. have received cash offers. The retailers who requested to not be identified said the bonus money varies by model, line, and market region. I'm going to come down here to some of the hard numbers, Dad. We'll come back to market day supply in just a moment. Here's the legality. We're going to talk about that in a second. I want to go all the way here to this. One dealer with a day's supply in the high 90s said Nissan offered about $30,000 to take 45 additional vehicles in March. Quote, why would I take more cars and pay 7% in flooring, the dealer said. Quote, I'm going to chew through that extra incentive money in 4 or 5 months. Another retailer with nearly 100 days supply across multiple Nissan stores said he didn't take any of the 44 vehicles offered despite the extra cash. The dealer said he was currently paying $130,000 in monthly floor plan interest. Quote, we're not turning enough vehicles over the last couple of months to offset the higher interest rates, he said.
The sweet smell of desperation in the air. It is, and the dealers have been complaining that Nissan has not been aggressive enough in their incentives to encourage consumers to think about the Nissan brand again. And I know it's a drop in the bucket to Nissan to pay $500 or $750 or upwards of $2,000. To the dealers to take the cars. But it just seems to me, from having done this for 43 plus years, it just seems to me that the customer incentive, offering 0% interest for extended terms, increasing customer rebates from wherever they are by $750 per vehicle or $2,000, that might move the needle. But asking the dealers to just take additional inventory, pay the dealers to do that, but not create any more buzz or customer interest seems counterintuitive to me. You know, I realize for Nissan, their ultimate customer is their dealer. But for the dealer, their ultimate customer is, well, the retail buyer. And Nissan
Why is this happening right now, Dad? Why is this happening right now? Because their fiscal year ends next week. So this is not about selling cars to customers. This is about trying to, as a corporation, make your
balance sheet look better.
Your P&L look better. Which, to be clear, that's what you were talking about earlier. Prior tactics that we're all aware of. Maybe you're not, and you can explain again. Hey, Ray, put your cars in service on your fleet so we can mark the vehicles as retail delivery report, RDR. Yes. So we can show them as sold. That's a thing that happens all the time. BMW, if I'm not mistaken, actually got sued by shareholders and had an SEC filing and all that fun stuff.
Yeah, I think they paid a fine.
They paid a fine. They admitted no guilt, but paid a fine for having essentially cooked the sales numbers books. But this is different. This is... And I'm struggling to rationalize it, Dad. This is someone coming to you, your factory rep coming to you and saying, hey, take these 45 cars and I'll write you a check that goes straight into your checking account for $30,000. Well, and the dealer says no.
and what their factory rep is in reality saying, Zach, I'll sell you the cars cheaper than I'm going to sell your competitor down the street. You're going to have an advantage that your competitor does not. Well, that's not the way the franchise agreement works, okay? And if I'm telling you, if I'm reading this article in Automotive News as a Nissan dealer, and my rep hasn't called me and hasn't offered me any cars and hasn't offered me any money. I'm getting on the phone to my attorney and I'm suing their ass. Okay. And there could be I don't know how many Nissan dealers there are across the country. What is it? 1,000, 1,200, 1,500, whatever that number is. If Nissan is picking winners and losers, and that's what they're doing when they do this, okay, they're rewarding some dealers and penalizing others. That violates their, no, they are, because they're, the franchise agreement states that no dealer can buy it for less than any other dealer. They all get charged the same. Now, they can have different stair-step incentive programs that one dealer might be able to hit that another might not, but they have to agree to sell the cars to all the dealers at the same price. Otherwise, it's not fair for all the dealerships. So I can't imagine if I'm one of the dealers that didn't get that call, that I wouldn't sue. And I wouldn't sue them. I mean, I'd sue them for so damn much money and probably win that, you know, Nissan executives are going to be going, boy, that was an error in judgment. What were we thinking?
I think this is representative, though, to be very clear. This is representative, though, of where the market currently is. Like, desperate times call for desperate measures. Whether this is going to end up in court seems fairly likely, but we'll see. Regardless of that outcome, Dad, desperate times call for desperate measures. You've got to imagine the executives over at Stellantis, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, and Ram are having the same exact conversations. And quite frankly, let me pull it up on the screen really quickly. Let's look at the market day supply data broken down by brand again, because Nissan's actually not the most egregious. This is the latest data from Cox Automotive. There you go. You can see the brands on the screen right there. The national average is a 76-day supply, which is up about three times from its all-time low, which happened 18, 24 months ago. And you can see, Dad, Nissan has 104-day supply, but who's right behind them? Mazda with 102-day supply, Infiniti 120-day supply, Volvo 126-day supply, Genesis and Lincoln there getting cut off the screen at 132 and 133 respectively. And then automakers with days supply at least twice the industry average, they don't even make the chart anymore, are Ram, Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge. You've got to imagine that for all of these brands listed here that are more than the national average, those automakers and, quite frankly, Dad, those dealers are wondering, WTF, what are we going to do? And this is one of the first signs we're seeing from an automaker of like, well, here's something we can do. Will they get sued? Probably. Will they move cars? Also, probably, because I don't know, 30 grand for 45 cars. I would take that.
Would you, if you have a 100-day supply and no customers for that 100-day supply of cars that you already have, are you really going to take, are you that short-sighted to take $30,000 to take on 45 more cars that ultimately will cost you $50,000 or $60,000 to have taken them? So does it really make sense? Have you really done yourself any favors? If you want to be a big time volume Nissan dealer, which might not really exist anymore because there's a shortage of customers, you know, or are you thinking to yourself, boy, I could take those extra 45 cars and I'll advertise the hell out of them and I'll create a market for them when a market doesn't exist? I don't know, because I don't know that you could price them low enough that you would encourage enough people to come in and buy them. If you're getting $30,000 to take 45 cars, what's that, $750 a car? Is lowering the selling price $750 enough to move the needle to get a customer to agree to buy it? Is it? I doubt it.
I hear you.
Yeah. I doubt it. I seriously doubt it. So, you know, the reality is that in desperate times, you need desperate incentives. The incentives shouldn't be to pay the dealer to take the car. The incentive should be to create enough excitement and interest in the vehicles that your dealers have on their lot and make the opportunity so compelling for someone that they can't say no. And $750 off on a $38,000 Rogue, sorry,
that ain't gonna move
the needle.
Don't you think, though, let's play this out for just a second. Okay. If you have Nissan as an automaker offering anywhere from $500 to $2,000, yes, to dealers as cash they're, yes, thrown around, yeah, to get them to buy the cars from them.
Yes.
Don't you think we are right around the corner from really big incentives from Nissan direct to consumers as well? If they can allocate $500 to $2,000 to the dealers, cash, cold hard cash, from my bank account to yours, take the cars off my hands. Do you not see a world where, I don't know, in April, in May, in June, there are huge, huge consumer incentives on these products? Because you've got to think there will be. They're already allocating the money to the dealers. They got to allocate. If the dealers say no, their next best bet is, okay, let's take that $500 to $2,000, double it. It's like this, double it and give it to the next person. You know,
well,
like,
that's, yeah, I mean, if the dealers refuse to bite, then yes, the only way Nissan can move the units off of their balance sheet, and they're not going to be able to move them off their balance sheet in time for the end of their fiscal year, which is the 31st of March. But the only way they're going to be able to move those units is to dramatically increase customer incentives. And that can't happen fast enough to get dealers to take all these extra cars. But it is something that if their dealer body looks at them and laughs at them for this offer, that, yeah, they're going to have to come up with a different approach. And that, yeah, different approach is going to be increased customer incentives. That's literally what it's going to take in order to move the needle. And, you know, if you build a relatively inexpensive product and their product is relatively inexpensive in comparison to a lot of other brands,
definitely,
and people still are not buying it, then what type of incentives is it going to take to get people to buy it? Are there quality issues that have prevented customers from saying, yeah, I want to flock to Nissan? Yeah, there are some major transmission issues that Nissan has experienced over recent times. So yeah, in order to get the people to go, I'm in, I remember during the Great Recession. And, you know, my factory rep from Acura said to me, he said, well, what do you think we should do? And I told him then, I said, you have to make the deals so compelling for people that even though they know during this recession that they shouldn't spend money, that the deal is so compelling that they go, I know I shouldn't, but I'm going to, because it's just too good of an opportunity to pass up. And that's what Nissan has to do right now. They have to make it so compelling for the customer that even though they know there might be some quality issues, it is such a good value. It is such a tremendous opportunity that as a customer, you just can't say no.
I want to reiterate, though, the headline is about Nissan because this is leaked. This cannot be just happening at Nissan. Again, back to the day's supply chart. Nissan has a 104-day nationwide,
yes,
day supply. Mazda is right there at 102. Infiniti, Volvo, Genesis, Lincoln, Ram, Chrysler, Jeep, and Dodge all have a higher day supply. That means they have an oversupply of even more inventory than, yes, Nissan. Nissan's the one that leaked. Nissan's the one that, you know, has the headline in Automotive News this morning. That is something that, again, I've never seen this. I'm only 4 years in the industry. You're 44 years in the industry. This is not common that the automaker pays dealers to take their inventory off their hands. Typically, it's the other way around. You have to pay the invoice price to get the car on your lot. This has to be happening behind closed doors with the other automakers as well.
Isn't common a rapper and an actor? It's not common. And it's got nothing to do with rapping or acting. It is, you know, manufacturers who during the pandemic, you know, found themselves between chip shortages and everything else, without the ability to produce as many cars as they would like. And so they produce these higher profit margin vehicles, and they were in such limited supplies that consumers bought them anyway and paid way too much. And the manufacturers have continued to build those high profit margin expensive cars, assuming that the public would just continue to eat them up. Well, the customers got full. They're no longer hungry. They're not looking to eat them up anymore. The manufacturers haven't really changed what it is that they're building yet. And so that's why inventories have crept up to the levels that they've crept up to. There was a comment on one of our videos, somebody that works at a rail yard for Ford. And he said, there are no inexpensive Fords at the rail yard. You know, they're not building any inexpensive stuff. Whose fault is that? It's not the customer's fault. It's the executive's fault. They're the ones that have decided, we're just going to stick with these high profit margin vehicles. And now their dealers are choking on them because the customers have said, we don't want them. We can't afford them. It's not what we want to have parked in our driveways anymore. And so it's, yes, it's not common, but it's going to become common because they're going to have to step up and make some huge adjustments in how they incentivize these vehicles to get them sold.
We have plenty of people that ask us every day, like, make sense of this. Try and make sense of this. And I want to pull up and we'll do a live example. So I'm going to CarEdge.com. I'm going to go to the car search. And the live example that I want to do here, Dad, is not on Nissan. I actually want to put my attention back on Jeep for a moment. Let's look for Jeep Gladiators. Give me a moment here. Jeep Gladiators, and let's look at new ones.
Okay.
All right. And let's look at some of these 2023s that have been sitting for 208 days. So this is a Jeep Gladiator Rubicon, 208 days, excuse me, on this dealer's lot. Only a 56 days supply, evidently, in Scottsdale, Arizona, because there's a lot of these Rubicons moving, probably because of how big the incentives have finally become. Let's look at one
and,
more.
And real may I say something, Zach, on the one that you just showed?
Yeah.
You know, we're recommending like $5,000 off or something like that. That is so far from reality. It should be $15,000 off or $20,000 off because that's what it takes to move them right now.
Yeah, I'm so glad that you brought that up. That is the dealer discount, not the manufacturer incentives as well. But look at this. Like, this is on the new 2024. It's 4,000 day supply. Obviously, this is a little over-exaggerated, but this type of data starts to demonstrate the challenge that these dealers have and obviously that the automakers have. And look at these Gladiators, Dad, lingering 23s or the 24s that already are out there and not selling. You've got to imagine these same conversations that are happening at Nissan are happening at Jeep. They have to be. And we already saw Jeep retroactively reduce their MSRPs on some of their Grand Cherokees. That's going to be a trend. We actually have a great article back on CarEdge.com. Justin just put it up the other day. 7 new cars have seen their MSRPs reduced so far in 2024. Not increased, but reduced, which was not something we'd ever seen before. So my point here being, I think this is happening with more of the automakers and the data corroborates it, backs it up.
Well, the reality is it has to. If you're the manufacturer, you can't continue to choke your dealer body with vehicles that are unobtainable for most people. So, yeah, those conversations have to be happening. At a certain point, the manufacturer has to listen to all the screaming and hollering and reading all the emails that they're getting from their dealer partners. It has, you know, I used to always say that for a salesperson and a customer, it has to be a collaborative effort. You have to work together. The same holds true for the manufacturer and the dealer. It has to be a collaborative effort. You have to listen to what your dealers are telling you. They are the ones that are on the front line confronting the customers on a daily basis. They know what it takes to sell a car. The manufacturers know what it takes to wholesale a car. Big difference, okay? Doesn't take it, well, if you're a Nissan dealer right now, it takes a little bit of skill to get to talk your dealer buddy into taking the extra cars for the extra money. But, you know, typically it's like, hey, here's your allocation, here's your invoice, here's your car. But now it's getting tougher. So there, it has to be a collaboration between the manufacturer and the dealers. And then it has to be a collaboration between the dealers and their customers. And if it's not, it just really isn't going to work.
I think that's what we're observing at the present time. Let's jump here to the chat, and then we've got another story that we need to cover from Steve. Steve, thank you for the kind contribution. When will we see fair price for the 2024 Sonata on CarEdge? I will get with the team right after this. I know we have Hyundai Sonatas through the CarEdge network at invoice price, so I would hope the fair price in our algorithm is at least that. So stay tuned, Steve. We will get that updated likely this week, so thank you for your patience there. And then, Dad, we have from Chloepo. Chloepo, good to see you again. Thanks for being here. Hey, your friendly neighborhood Chloepo here. If I give 50% down instead of buying cash, will I get a better deal than pay off the loan right after? Interesting question.
Yes, because you'll give the dealership this false sense of security that they're going to be able to make some money on the back end on having arranged the financing for you. So, yeah, let them, yeah, you know, and then give the bank a few days to be able to post the loan to their system so that you can then get a payoff amount and pay the loan off. You'll pay very little interest for having done that. Obviously, the dealer is going to encourage you to wait 90 days at least before paying it off. But that's to protect their extra profit that they get from the bank for placing the loan.
Yeah, finance reserve, and it can be charged back. And so if you refinance or pay off the loan, they can lose it. And from NJH44, thank you, NJH44. I used to buy my BMWs at the end of the fiscal year because they would move a new 7 Series into their loaner fleet and sell at major money off of sticker. You guys are great. I hope your channel explodes with subscribers. Thank you. Yeah, this is super common. I mean, Joe, one of the general managers of the Mazda dealership that we work with behind the scenes, every time he's got a car going into service loaner fleet, which he has two Mazda 3s going into service loaner fleet at the end of this month, he is 4% below dealer invoice with free shipping to your door, folks. 4% below dealer invoice because he just doesn't want to move him into service loaner fleet. He's asking me every day, hey, can any help? Any people want to buy these Mazda 3s? So this is a great comment. When vehicles have to go into service loaner fleet, there's extra incentive to want to move them.
Absolutely. And you know, there was a time during the pandemic where there weren't service loaner fleets because there weren't enough cars. I am certain that most dealers today are right back to normal when it comes to the number of vehicles they have available to have in their service loaner fleets. BMW store that, you know, I worked with, you know, at BMW and Mini, I mean, between it, there was well over 100 service loaners that we had. And we normally would only keep them into the service loaner fleet for 2, 3, 4 months. You know, you'd be able to buy a pre-owned one with 2, 3, 4,000 miles on it for dirt cheap in comparison to what the original MSRP was.
For sure. But even just like knowing you have to put it into service loaner fleet, at least in my experience with our growing dealer network, every time they hit me up and they're like, end of this month, this is going to be.
They don't want to do that. They'd rather have a retail customer. They'd rather have a retail customer for it now than have it in service loaner fleet, write it down, and then have a retail customer for 6 months from now. I get it. Yeah.
We're moving to our favorite segment in the show in just a moment. Before we do, CarEdge.com, for those of you that are new to the Ray and Zach channel or our daily podcast here at noon, My dad and I, we started this company 4 years ago. He spent 43 years in the car business. I'm up to 4 years now that I've been building this for 4 years. Go check out our website, caredge.com. All the tools you need and resources you need to buy, sell, protect, all that fun stuff. Now, Pops, our favorite segment of the show.
Really? You got to be kidding me. I have
this
no
comes
idea
by
what
way
is.
Of this comes by way of Car Dealership Guy over on Twitter. Cars have way more problems than before. From 2020 to 2023, car owners have reported a 109% increase in problems with their cars within the first 90 days of ownership. And here's the chart, Dad. You can see the number of problems with new cars has just gone up. Like there's no other way to describe what's happening. There are more problems with new cars than ever before. Do you think this has anything to do with chip shortage, chipmageddon, all that fun stuff? I found this to be fascinating.
Well, I think anything that was produced during COVID, when they had trouble having a full line of workers because of COVID, yeah, I think there were probably some manufacturing issues. But I think probably the majority of the issues would either be technology issues or software issues. And a lot of issues for a lot of people are they just don't understand how it all works. And because there's so much technology and so much software built into these cars. I mean, you know, that there's a lot of stuff that my car can do. I have no idea how 98% of it works. No idea at all. I don't need to know because I am only comfortable using the stuff that I use that I'm comfortable with. So, you know, most cars are filled with more goodies and more technology that's available to the customer than a customer ever needed or wanted. And I think that leads to seeing more issues with vehicles.
I think you could be onto something there. Yeah. I will also throw out there, we know that many vehicles, like I'm thinking about Dirt Mountain or Ice Mountain from Ford, they had vehicles sitting around for months, if not a year, waiting on chips, you know, to go to customers. You've got to imagine that impacted vehicle quality at least a little bit. And obviously with certain automakers like Ford and Stellantis, where they lead the league in recalls, that also plays a role. The other really, you've got to be kidding me, Dad. Bentley blames, quote, emotional sensitivity for slow sales. I don't know if you saw this. Bentley sales for the first time in a long time are not growing as fast as they had been. During the pandemic, automakers, luxury automakers, saw huge, huge increases in sales and profitability. And now, Dad, because of, quote, emotional sensitivity, Bentley's finally starting to slow down.
Oh, my God. Yeah, I that's the reason I haven't looked at one.
Exactly. Thank you. I was trying to get you to confess that.
You know, You know, there are times that I feel guilty when I buy a watch, and then I thought to myself, would it be okay to let people know that I could actually buy a Bentley? And I just thought that, you know, I'm too insecure, and emotionally I wouldn't be able to handle whatever negative feedback So yes, emotional insensitivity has prevented me from getting that Bentley that I've never, ever wanted.
Yeah, I want to be explicitly clear. I don't know my dad's finances in and out, but I don't think either of us can afford that Bentley. I'm pretty sure that's the reason why Bentley sales are slowing down just a little bit, Pops. Probably has something to do with the fact that there are no longer, I don't know, like, you know, PPP loans being handed out to
let me say this. I don't think people were using PPP loans so they could buy a Bentley or a Rolls Royce. Maybe some were. I don't know. But okay. So yeah, you know, listen, you know, manufacturers can use whatever excuse they want to use for why sales might be down at the moment. Maybe that people don't think quite as highly of Bentley as they had prior to this alleged emotional insensitivity.
Insane, man. It's about emotional sensitivity, not insensitivity. All right, let's keep it moving. We've got here from Art says, thank you for making my daughter's life easier. Went to the credit union to buy out her lease. Thank you so much. Awesome. If you are at the end of a lease, just Google search lease end space car edge. We have tons of resources there. All the way back to the beginning of the show, Dad, with Tad. Tad saying, sounds like the manufacturers are going back to their, quote, channel stuffing, ways that they were doing before the 2008 financial crash. Again, the lead story from today is the fact that Nissan, it's been leaked, it's understood now within the industry, they are paying cash, offering cash to their car dealers to buy cars, to wholesale buy cars from them. Dealers reporting that they've been offered $30,000 to buy 45 cars from Nissan. A, going to get them in a lot of legal trouble. B, hasn't happened before. And this is a direct result of an oversupply of inventory and a lack of interest from consumers. And then we have here, Dad, from Rich. Good to see you, Rich. Rich wants your take on China's BYD, the EV giant over there, going to dominate the cheap EV market here in the US. What do you think?
Well, you know, if they are, they're going to have to build that plant in Mexico in order to be able to do that. And allegedly they're going to, and you know, with NAFTA, if they build them in Mexico, they're allowed to bring them into the United States. So could it happen? Yeah, it could. You know, will there be pushback? Will people say, you know, I don't want to buy a Chinese car? I don't know. It'll all depend. But if they make the vehicle inexpensive enough, I'm sure, like the Yugo did in its day, it'll find some type of market.
Yeah, definitely. And Dad, we have here from Viper SRT 13. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. I wanted to say thanks for your guidance and advice. I was able to get out of my Fiat 500 Abarth for a profit by selling it during the tax refund wave. Great comment. Wow. I'm really glad to hear that. Right now, folks, is a decent time to sell your car. We are at probably the peak of the spring selling season, which is when wholesale used car prices have gone up. They've normalized. Back on CarEdge.com, you can go to CarEdge.com/sell or just click on sell trade here from the homepage. You can get cash offers on your vehicle. You might have to create an account to get all of the offers, but please go check that out. It is 100% free. There's no spam. And right now, like the next, what do we say, till Memorial Day is a good time to sell your car. And if you can be patient,
wholesale values are ticking up. So, and that's because dealers are trying to replenish their lots from tax season. And so think 60 days from now, that would be the middle of May. So between now and the middle of May, you'll see prices probably a tad bit higher. And then the latter part of May into June, you'll see prices coming back down again.
Yeah. So there's an arbitrage opportunity here, a window where you can actually take advantage of this. And again, caredge.com/sell. It's free. No spam. Give it a shot. It helps put some money in your pocket. All right. That's a show.
Okay. Mr. Director. That's a show. Let's call Tuesday's show.
We'll be back here when?
Tomorrow with more news that you can use from Car Edge with your favorite folks, Ray and Zach. At least we hope we're your favorite folks.
Thank you for spending some time with us here. We really appreciate it. For those of you that are unfamiliar, we have a podcast of this as well. So if you don't want to join us on YouTube or anywhere else, you can just listen to the podcast afterwards. Just try and find it on your favorite podcast provider. Dad, I love you. Enjoy the afternoon.
I love you too, and I'll try and find it on my favorite pod. We have a podcast.
It's called Daily News You Can Use. If you just search, it shows up, I think.
Okay, I'll take a look.
Bye-bye, everyone. Thank you, Dad.
Have a great day, everybody.